Two parishioners had just come from church and a sermon on Sodom and Gomorrah from the book of Genesis. On the way out, the one fellow said, "You know, George, I learned something today. I'd always thought that Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife." His friend replied, "I can believe you, Sam, because I always thought the epistles were the wives of the apostles." It goes to show that we as Catholics need to get to know the Bible better. Now, we should know the Bible better than anyone because we hear it read so often at daily Mass and Sunday Mass. An interesting fact is that if you went to Sunday Mass in the course of 3 years, you hear the entire Bible being read to you on the three-year cycle. If you go every Sunday, the Bible every 3 years is read to you. Some of you have heard the Bible 10 times all the way through, maybe 20 times all the way through. Now, if you go to daily Mass, you hear the Bible read to you every 2 years. So we as Catholics should really know the Bible better than anyone because we have it read to us so often, but we need to really pay attention and read the Scriptures on our own. That's what Pope Benedict has said, that during this year of faith, we need to get into the Word of God, the sacred Scriptures. He also, of course, recommends the reading of the Catechism, and I certainly suggest also the Lives of the Saints and Catholic Apologetics, which is how to explain and defend the faith when we are asked questions about it. So the Scriptures should be an essential part of this year of faith. But where do you begin? To begin in the Old Testament, I would recommend beginning with the Gospels. Start with Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Today, in today's Gospel, we have the beginning of St. Luke's Gospel, where St. Luke is writing to Theophilus and giving an account of the good news of Jesus Christ. So what I'd like to do for a few moments today is very briefly walk you through the major themes of the four Gospels, because hopefully you'll be reading the four Gospels and read through them so that by the end of this year you will have really read and digested the four Gospels. Now, we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'll begin with Luke because this is what we're going to be reading over the next few weeks on Sundays. And now, St. Luke wrote this probably around the year 62 or 63 AD. And you know, each of the Gospels has a symbol. For example, Luke's symbol is the ox, because his Gospel begins in the temple with Zechariah, where the oxen were slain. What's also interesting is that if you want to read a great book, read Peter Kreef's book called Reading and Praying the New Testament. In fact, Peter Kreef is coming to Herndon next month for the men's conference in March. And his book, Reading and Praying the New Testament, he makes an interesting point. He says that the four Gospels, of course, have the four symbols of the ox, the lion, the man, and the eagle. But he says that in modern times, a good symbol for each of the Gospels are the four main characters of Star Trek. Okay? Scotty, Dr. McCoy, Captain Kirk, and Spock. So he says with St. Luke, of course, that will be Dr. Bones McCoy, because Dr. McCoy was a medical doctor, as St. Luke was a medical doctor. And in fact, in every episode in the original series, Dr. McCoy, every episode says, "He's dead, Jim," in every episode. Now, St. Luke, of course, gives us a lot of insights into things like the bloody sweat of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Only he, the doctor, mentions that, and some of the other details of some of the healings and miracles in the virgin birth. Now, St. Luke was not one of the 12 apostles. He was a disciple of St. Paul. And they say that St. Luke's Gospel is really the most beautifully written in Greek. It is written in elegant Greek. And St. Luke is writing to Gentile converts. And so because of that, his main theme is that Jesus is the Savior of the human race, not just the Savior of the Jews, but he's the Savior of the Gentiles as well. He's the Savior of the world. St. Luke's Gospel is called the Gospel of Mercy and the Gospel of Compassion because the great stories of compassion are in St. Luke's Gospel, like the Good Samaritan, the Prodigal Son, and the Good Thief. These are all in St. Luke. It's also called the Gospel of Prayer. Throughout the Gospel, Jesus is always praying. Before he chooses the apostles, he prays throughout the whole Gospel. It's called Our Lady's Gospel because the Blessed Mother plays a very prominent role in St. Luke because of the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Presentation, the Nativity, the finding of Christ in the Temple. The Blessed Mother is all through St. Luke. It's called the Gospel of Women because women play a very important role in St. Luke, beginning with Anna the prophetess all the way through to the holy women in Jerusalem. It's called the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is always mentioned throughout the Gospel of Luke. So when you read the Gospel of Luke, hopefully this week or this month, look for those themes. Look for the Gospel through the eyes of a doctor. Well, then we come to the shortest gospel is St. Mark. And his symbol, if you've been to Venice, is the lion. Because his gospel starts out with John the Baptist roaring like a lion in the desert. Peter Kreef says the Star Trek original character that most fits Mark is Scotty the Engineer. Okay? And that's because St. Mark is, he gives the bare bones, just the facts. He's writing for the busy Romans. If you wrote a gospel to the New Yorkers, it has to be short and concise. You don't have a lot of time. And so writing to the busy Romans, St. Mark keeps it very concise. And he doesn't waste a lot of words. And so he's writing to the converts to Christianity living in Rome. And his gospel is action-packed. There's 18 miracles that St. Mark talks about in his gospel. And he uses the word immediately 42 times in his gospel. Because everything is action-packed. Everything is just the facts. And we see that every time St. Mark mentions a Jewish symbol or rite or Jewish words, Mark always translates those for the Roman converts. Now, Mark's main theme is that Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. It mentions at the beginning, the middle, and the end of that gospel. So he wrote this gospel about the year 60 or 70 AD. So if you want to start with an easy one, start with St. Mark because it's the shortest, the most exciting, action-packed, just like an engineer, just the facts. Now, we get to Matthew. Now, Matthew's gospel is perhaps the earliest written. They say there's Hebrew originals going back to 50 AD. It was translated into Greek in maybe 60 AD. Matthew's always mentioned first, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because his gospel bridges from the Old Testament to the New Testament, because St. Matthew is writing for Jewish converts. So if you have any Jewish friends, encourage them to read the Gospel of Matthew, because there's over 100 references to the Old Testament, 40 direct quotations and 60 other references to the Old Testament. It bridges the gap between Old and New Testament. Now, Matthew's symbol is the man, because his gospel begins with the human genealogy of Christ. And Matthew's gospel is all about the kingdom, that Christ is king, that he is the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah that they had long waited for. That's Matthew's main point. Jesus fulfills all the Old Testament prophecies. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the king. So the word the kingdom of God is mentioned over 40 times in the Gospel of St. Matthew. Actually, it's mentioned 51 times in the Gospel of St. Matthew. And so the Star Trek character that best represents this is the kingly stature of Captain James Tiberius Kirk, okay? So the captain, the king of the Enterprise. So always remember that because the kingdom is such an important part of the gospel, that Jesus is the king, he's the Messiah. And what's interesting also is that Matthew gives us the Sermon on the Mount, and Matthew gives us the birth of Christ from St. Joseph's perspective. Luke gives us the birth of Christ from Our Lady's perspective. And lastly, we come to the Gospel of John, which should be the favorite for all of us here at St. John's Parish. And it's considered the greatest book in the New Testament, the greatest book in the entire Bible. The Bible is not one book. You know, it's over 70 books. The Bible's a library. The word Biblia, you get the word library from that, because the Bible is not just one book, it's an entire library of books. So the single greatest book, most likely, I think, is the Gospel of John. It is so profound, so deep. And when we look at John's Gospel, the symbol of John is the eagle, because his Gospel begins in the heavens. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. John's Gospel soars above all the others. And of course, the Star Trek character that is most appropriate for here is Spock, right? Because he was so deep and profound and philosophical. And that is what we see in John's Gospel. He wrote this perhaps between 90 and 100 AD. And John was the beloved disciple. He became a follower of Christ, perhaps at the age of 16. He lived to be about 100 years of age. The only one who did not die as a martyr. He died of advanced age, he died of love. And his book is so profound because he reflected on the gospel message for over 70 years before he wrote it down. John only mentions 7 miracles in his gospel as compared to the 33 total miracles recorded in the other gospels. His main theme is the divinity of Jesus Christ, that he is truly God. And John also has themes about the Blessed Trinity, our Blessed Mother, for example, at the wedding feast of Cana, at the foot of the cross. We see the sacraments all throughout the Gospel of John. John chapter 3 about baptism. John chapter 6 about the Eucharist. It's called the Gospel of Love and the Gospel of Faith. So I would encourage you, during this year, as we are now well into this year of faith, to begin with the Gospels. And as you read the Catechism this year, read Sacred Scripture along with it. The Bible and the Catechism should be the two books that we think about and read and pray this coming year. And just always remember that quote from St. Jerome, that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. You cannot get to know Christ without the Scriptures, which also means that knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ. So during this year of faith, let's begin with one of those Gospels. Maybe pick Mark or pick Luke or pick Matthew or John. But start reading it every day. And hopefully over the next couple months, you'll have read and thoroughly taken to heart the beauty of these four Gospels.